Chapter 2 The Pool of Tears.
Goodbye, feet, said Alice, looking down at them.
The cake had made her as tall as a tree, and her feet were a long way from her head.
Oh, my poor feet! Who will put on your shoes and socks every morning? I can't do it, Alice said. I can't reach you, but I must be kind to you. I'll send you a new pair of boots every year.
She started to laugh.
How silly! Sending presents to my feet, she said. The address on the parcel will look very strange.
To Alice's right foot, the floor, near the cupboard. With love from Alice.
Ouch! I've hit my head on the ceiling. I'm still growing.
But I can get the key now, thought Alice.
Alice picked up the tiny gold key from the table and went back to the little door. She opened it, but now she was too big to fit through it. So she put the key back on the glass table. Then she sat down and started to cry again.
Ugh, stop that, she told herself. You're too big to cry like that.
But she did not stop. She cried and cried and cried. Because she was so big now, there was soon a huge pool of tears. After a short time, she heard little footsteps and quickly dried her eyes. It was the White Rabbit again. This time, he was dressed in a nice blue coat. He carried a pair of white gloves and a large fan.
I'm late, the White Rabbit cried. I'm late for the Duchess. She'll be so angry with me. Oh, my ears and whiskers.
Please, sir, Alice asked the White Rabbit politely.
Will you help me?
But when he saw Alice, the White Rabbit was afraid. He ran away into the darkness, dropping his gloves and his fan. Alice picked them up.
Oh, this is such a strange day, she sighed. Am I still Alice? I'm not my friend Ada, because she has curly dark hair, and I have straight blonde hair. I'm not Mabel, because I'm clever, and she is not. I know lots of things. I'll try to remember some of them. 4 times 5 is 12. Oh, that's not right, she said. 4 times 6 is 13. Oh, no. I've forgotten how to do maths. I'll try geography. London is the capital of Paris, and Paris is the capital of Rome. No, that's wrong too. I'll try to say a poem. How does the little crocodile improve his shining tail and pour the waters of the Nile on every golden scale? How cheerfully he seems to grin, how neatly spreads his claws, and welcomes little fishes in with gently smiling jaws. I think those are the wrong words, said Alice. That poem isn't about a crocodile. It's about a bee. Perhaps I really am Mabel.
Alice looked down at her hands. They were getting smaller and smaller.
Oh!
she cried. I've picked up the white rabbit's fan and it's making me shrink again. She dropped the fan quickly.
Now I can go into the beautiful garden, she said.
But when she went back to the little door, it was locked again. The key was on the table, and she was too small to reach it.
Now what shall I do?
She asked herself. As she spoke, she slipped and fell into the pool of tears with a splash. The water came up to her chin, and some of it went in her mouth. It tasted salty.
Have I fallen into the sea?
Alice wondered.
If I have, I can go home on the train.
She had been to the sea once with her mother and father, and they had travelled by train. And then she thought,
No, you silly child. It's not the sea. It's a huge pool of tears. Oh, why did I cry so much when I was big?
Alice swam round and round the pool, trying to find a way out. Then she heard a big splash on the other side of the pool.
I'll swim across the pool and find out what it is, she decided. Perhaps it's a turtle or even an octopus. But that can't be right. I'm tiny now, so perhaps it's just a fish or a little duck.
As she swam closer, she saw a mouse. He was swimming in the pool of tears, like Alice.
Perhaps the mouse will help me, she thought. Mice can't usually speak, but perhaps this one can. Everything is so strange today. I'll try to talk to him. Please, Mouse, do you know the way out of this pool? I'm very tired,
Alice asked politely. The mouse looked at Alice, but he said nothing.
Perhaps he doesn't speak English, she thought. Perhaps he's a French mouse. I'll speak to him in French. Now, what shall I say?
Alice thought of the first page of her French school book.
I'll say, Where's my cat? In French,
she decided.
I know how to say that.
She said,
Où est ma chatte?
At this, the mouse started to shake and splash.
Oh, I'm sorry, said Alice. I forgot. Mice don't like cats. We do not like cats, cried the mouse.
His voice was high and squeaky.
Please don't be upset, said Alice. Cats aren't so bad, really. I have a pretty cat called Dinah. She sits by the fire and washes her paws and her face. And she's very good at catching mice. Oh, I'm sorry.
The mouse was shaking and splashing again.
"I won't talk about cats any more because it upsets you so much," said Alice quickly. "Do you like dogs? A very nice little dog lives near my house. He has bright eyes and long, curly brown fur. And he's very clever. If you throw a stick, he'll run and get it. He belongs to a farmer. The farmer says that his little dog catches lots of rats and..." "Oh! I've upset you again!"
This time, the mouse swam away from Alice as fast as he could go.
"Dear mouse," called Alice, "please come back. I won't talk about cats or dogs again."
The mouse turned and swam slowly back to her.
"You must promise," he told Alice. "I promise," she said. "I won't say anything about cats or dogs."
"Thank you," said the mouse. "And now it's time to leave the pool of tears. Come with me. Let's all go together. When we get to the shore, I'll tell you my story. You'll find out why I don't like cats and dogs."
Alice looked around her. The pool was now full of animals and birds. She saw a white duck and a dodo, a green parrot and an eagle, an orange crab with her daughter, and lots more. They all swam to the shore and climbed out of the pool of tears.